New Year's Day was quiet, but that evening Division assigned 2nd Battalion of the 506th the task of attacking and clearing out the Bois Jacques. That night, a few German planes dropped bombs on E Company. Sergeant Toya was hit by a piece of shrapnel on the wrist. This was his third wound. He had been hit in Normandy, and then again in Holland. He was a walking wounded. The medic sent him back to the aid station to get patched up. Before leaving, Toya checked in with Sergeant Malarkey, who said in parting, "You lucky SOB." To carry out the attack, at first light on January 2nd, the battalion shifted to its right to the railroad track. 1st Battalion, in regimental reserve, moved into 2nd Battalion's old position. 2nd Battalion formed skirmish lines on the Foy-Bizori Road, looking to the northeast into the dense woods, waiting for the order to move out. This was the same place from which 1st Platoon had moved out on patrol on December 22nd. A battalion of the 501st was on 2nd Battalion's right. It would be attacking in support. Winters called out the command, "Move out!" The men began to advance. Moving in those dense woods was an exhausting process under the best of circumstances, completely so when carrying rifles, machine guns, mortars, grenades, knives, ammunition, and rations. The struggle to get through caused the body to sweat profusely, which was not a problem until one stopped. After a few minutes, the wet underclothing could chill the body to the bone. Immediately upon plunging into the woods, contact between platoons, even squads, sometimes even man to man, was lost. The snow and trees absorbed the noise so that even the clank of equipment, a sign that the men on each side were advancing with you, was absent. The sense of isolation, coupled with the feeling of tension, to create a fearful anticipation of the inevitable enemy response. Machine gun fire from directly in front hit E Company. Simultaneously, supporting American artillery began to whine over the heads of the men. Immediately, German artillery fired back, but not as counter-battery. The German shells were landing in and on the paratroopers. As quickly as it started, the firing ceased. In Sergeant Christensen's analysis, the denseness of the woods was a bewilderment and confusion to the Krauts, whose visibility was no better than ours. Had they known that two battalions were moving toward their position in giant skirmish lines, the shelling and machine gun fire would have been much more intense. The advance resumed. Again, machine gun fire broke out as lead elements began to encounter the German OPs.